Hey, what's up? You know what it is, the What More Can I Say podcast. We cannot wait to pod. It's episode 12. What's up? What's up? All I need to say is this, y'all. This probably will be one of the funniest episodes that we've ever done because we've all been itching to start podding. Let's go ahead and introduce it. I already know. I'm Tone Capone. Let me give it to our lady of the show. That's right. Kiki, what's good?
Hey, y'all. Let's get into this mess, child. It's been a very busy week. I got a lot to talk about.
A lot going on. Zach Book, what's up?
What's up, brother? Cheers. I'm going to tell you this. I mean, I was ready to pod, but Kanye is tweeting as we pod.
Yes.
He going crazy.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Cheers.
Let's go ahead and jump right into it. Kanye West. Kanye West went to South Carolina. Which, no shade to South Carolina, but I don't know. Is that the place you start when you want to? Maybe you should start in Chicago, your home base. I don't know.
But no, don't come up here with that.
I don't know. But how do y'all feel about the whole thing? Y'all saw Kanye campaign. I'm going to go to Zach first. Zach, what's good, man?
I'm not a fan of this campaign, this campaign rally Kanye just had in South Carolina. This is how you know it's bad. This is how you know it's bad. And I'm going to take this angle. Your wife didn't even show up. If you're running for president, wouldn't your wife, who might possibly be the first lady, just stop by? I mean, damn. Yeah. She wasn't
Something
there.
Crazy.
And she posted that he was running for president like you post your homeboy mixtape you really don't want to post. You know how your boy be like, hey, bro, can you post my tape? And you be like, You just throw him one because you don't want y'all to have no bad blood, but you don't say nothing else about it. You know, like.
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing ever. All right, Kiki. You saw Kanye spit out all types of nonsense. Harriet Tubman didn't free black people. He invited a woman on stage and kind of basically got at her real bad. I mean, how you feel you saw this whole rally out? It was like an hour long.
It's a mess. It is sad. Like, actually watching it, it was so sad. Like, he went from happy to praising the Lord. And you know what? I'm always with Kanye when he going to praise the Lord. I'm down for a praise party at any moment in time. But when he went left and brought Harriet Tubman into it, like, well, what is wrong with you? Harriet is dead, man, in her business. She didn't ask for none of this. And you just going to bring old Harriet up into it? I did not appreciate that at all. And, you know, I've said it before. That's y'all boy. But Kanye needs some. I don't even know what we can do with Kanye at this point. He's that cousin that we know is slow. We know he's special. But now he really showing us that it is something wrong, y'all. It is really something wrong. So I'm concerned. I'm concerned at this
point. We gotta get Kanye a hug. We gotta get, but Kanye definitely gonna get these jokes. Everybody's kind of passing. It's sad. Now, this is the main thing. Most people watched that campaign speech and stopped maybe 10 minutes in because they just couldn't take it watching the unraveling of a person. The funniest part of the whole thing is when he said the Harriet Tubman thing and then the lady that was taping it said, oh, we got to go. She was ready to get out of there.
Yes. You know,
this Kanye, it's several things I want to say. Mm-hmm. One, the people that are around him, his boys, that I know, some of y'all, what in the hell are you doing letting bro go out here like that? You cannot be that much of a yes man if you want to watch your man go out in a security vest with 2020 taking this. You probably like, fam, nah. Nuh-uh, yeah. We got to go another route. You got to talk to the fan. And you got to talk to him. Maybe he just didn't listen. But then at this point, it's a cry for help. He's providing a distraction to what's really going on with our presidential race. And thirdly, it's making, and this is why I said 2020 has to end and we need to start over again. 2020 has one of my favorite hip hop stars turning it into a meatball. I can't believe I'm watching Kanye. When I saw this, first I was listening. And then I went to looking at what he was wearing. I was like, why he got that on, fam? Why? We got a question in the Battle of the Sexes that I can't wait to ask some questions about.
I'm going to say this, though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what's his infatuation with slavery? Okay, if I'm mistaken, Kanye was born in 1977, but he said slavery is a choice. Harriet Tubman didn't really sleep, free to slave. But what type of history are you doing where you keep talking about, you keep bringing up slaves, bro?
Why? He's trying to make a point because the slave thing is like the hot button, Zach.
That's what it is.
Look at this. And the thing is, sometimes he starts because his mom, God rest her soul, was an intellectual. So he had a moment where he got me. When he came out and said, I have an IQ of 132. I thought that was a little braggadocious. That's the first thing my mind went to. But then the second thing my mind said, hey, mom's like an educator. He's super smart. I know he reads a lot. It's a lot going on. He's a billionaire. Maybe he is a genius until he says on the back end of that statement, my brain is
brain
for us for my skull. Then I was like,
you know what?
Kanye is the guy that sits next to you on the train and public transportation starts talking to you. You're like, oh my God.
The dude on the red line.
Yes. Back to rap.
He don't need to speak in public no more. Period. Okay? He needs to just sit down. Just sit him down. That's it. Because it's going too far at this point. It's too far that it's like, you just saying stuff, Kanye, and he's been doing this. We said it, you know, when he took the mic from old girl, when he got up a bush, like, okay, we mm-hmm. got all that. But now it's going to another level. Now it's time that we really, like, disarm him, and because he's doing a lot of harm to himself at this point, in my opinion. It's, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I know it's probably supposed to pop on the thing that says battle of the same, but I got to ask this question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We'll still say, my thing is this. Now, a lot of people want to say it, and I get yelled at a lot, trying to blame women for men's problems. I'm not saying that. I'm not blaming women, Kiki. So I want you to answer me this.
Clean it up,
I want you to answer me this. I listen to this. Don't you think it's a little weird, a little weird, that every guy that's ever came in contact with them has all been destroyed at the end of it? It's kind of, maybe not a curse, but maybe like a little bad luck.
It's definitely something going on in that family. I have to say, it's definitely something going on in that family that is unusual, that these black men keep going in normal and coming out weird. But we must take credit when we have a crazy cousin. Kanye is our crazy cousin. He's been there for a long time. He's just now on another level of crazy, and we just not prepared to deal with it yet. But there's definitely something going on in the family. Kanye is actually tweeting as we're potting about them, about the family. He's saying that the movie Get Out was about him. So it's like, we get it, Kanye. We know they crazy, but you crazy too. And I'm not going to let us all put that on the Kardashians for what's going on with Kanye. We know he was special before he got up over that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I get all that. Come on, Zach. Come on. Mm-hmm.
I get all that. But here's my thing. You got to let crazy. See, you got to let crazy be crazy when it's appropriate to be crazy. If Kanye want to make a crazy shirt design and we're like, oh, that's weird. You know, or mm-hmm. Kanye want to make some crazy shoes or some crazy music, that's all fine. But you can't go crazy. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, this is what we didn't bring up, okay? Mm-hmm. If we're talking about public policy, you should not break down in tears. How can you be president where we bring up a policy like abortion and you cry? You're emotionally unstable.
Yes.
You can't cry on public policy. They'd be like, hey, if Kanye was president right now, but hey, what are we gonna do about COVID?
He's emotional about it, bro. This is a Gemini and not being able to control it. But I want to circle back now because y'all try to like Kiki. This is my thing. This is me just saying stuff. So the
you're
ladies
blaming
don't kill
the Kardashians,
me. I'm not blaming them. I just want to say it's weird. I just listen. Just listen 1 second. Just listen. Mm-hmm. We got Bruce Jenner. and this is not even the Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn. This has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. I watched the Kardashians treat Bruce Jenner like he was a nobody. People think Bruce is like, he's like, Bruce Jenner was on the cover of a Wheaties box for years. Bruce Jenner is one of the only white men to beat black people in track and field. He is a superhero, and they acted like he was, oh, that's just Bruce. They treated him like he was, Bruce is athletic royalty, and they treat him like trash. Now, I had another, his sexuality has nothing to do with it. Now let's go into this. This is another one. Ray J. Ray J was an actor, singer, super popular. He had sex on tape with a woman nobody knew. And all of a sudden, Ray J's not famous anymore. He's selling Raycon buds.
Oh my God.
What?
Now, you're acting like me. No, I ruled you.
Lamar Odom was an NBA champion. And now he's a crackhead. All I'm saying with that type of track record.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's something like how women can take credit for a dude's his success. Like I was his backbone. I was there pushing him. I was there. Can somebody take credit for the demise too? If something happens, the negative, it can't just all be on him.
Listen.
Okay. How do I explain this? He needs a woman with some backbone who's gonna tell him, not just show up with doctors. He needs somebody who's gonna get him right. Okay. But it's a lot of brothers who came through and tapped the Kardashians and came out okay. Okay, brother Reggie Bush was one of the first ones. He got in.
He lost his Heisman when he was with her. He took his Heisman.
Bad example, Zach.
All right, hold on.
Take it out of the way.
I got another one. James Harden came in there, got in and
James
out.
James Harden was, he won Shaq and the Fool. It was his worst year ever after he left Kourtney Kardashian. It was. No. Look at it statistically. Statistically, it is James Harden's worst year ever. And you can fact check me. And he won Shaq and the Fool. He won Shaq and the Fool. James Harden, the following year after, was it up for MVP vote? It was his worst year ever. Keep going.
The game.
The game escaped. Okay.
He escaped. He was fine.
He quit.
I'm just
what
saying.
What about the dude that's married instead, to? What's about it? What instead, about Buddy? I left him out. What about Buddy that's married? That was married to is it Courtney?
Chris Humphries or Scott? Scott Disick.
Scott Disick.
The drug addict.
Scott Disick comes from money. This is one of those.
So okay. I'm not gonna let you blame all these women.
They got bad luck. And the thing
would you smash though?
The problem is you can't resist them because they all bad. But if you really sat back and thought about it I would be like, if something went wrong, let's say I dated one of the Kardashians. Let's just say it. Mm-hmm. And then something bad happens. All of a sudden, my life falls apart. Would anybody be surprised? Probably not. It's like if you get robbed in a bad neighborhood. Why was you in that neighborhood? I don't know. I was just going to visit my friend. It's a thing.
We can't. I just can't. Kanye. We knew Kanye was special when he left Chicago. We can't.
Maybe.
No, not that special. Maybe. But we know he ain't been the same. He ain't been the same since his mom passed. In all truthfulness.
Now, that's fair.
But my thing is, like I'm saying, I'm not saying that this is true. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if the same thing, if a woman or a man or anybody, a significant other, can take credit for helping you out through the tough times, being your backbone, being that kind of that unseen force behind you, they can also be an unseen force behind you for your demise. Kiki, if you had four bad relationships I would never mess with you. I would be like, Kiki can't be on the podcast. She bad luck.
Tone, I agree with you, but what are they doing to him? What do you think they doing?
I don't know, man. I just know Ye went in there and Ye wasn't like this. He wasn't like this, man. He wasn't.
Yeah, he was a little on the edge.
That's what I'm trying to say. I just can't. I feel bad for the homeboys. I feel bad for his team. He fires his staff left and right. So I can't just say it's all Kim. You know, she tried to get a doctor to help him. So maybe she's trying to help him. You know, Kanye.
Okay, we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it because we got the battle of sexist question. Kiki, I know you're going to go crazy on this one. So, something that I can't believe, and I I definitely want to hear from Zach last. I really ran in when I heard this news. I ran into the studio and was like, Zach, they are saying that Tory Lanez allegedly shot Meg Thee Stallion in front of Kylie Jenner's house. How does that happen, Kiki?
I'm gonna tell you this, and Zach, this is not a shot, but if I'm Tory Lanez and I'm fun size and I'm in a car with a stallion, do you want the headline to be you got your ass whooped by Megan Thee Stallion, or would you like to say I shot Meg Thee Stallion? It's because it was gonna be one of the two. They said they were involved in an altercation. If I'm Tory Lanez, I'm gonna shoot your big ass. She too big. He wasn't gonna win the fight. So he had to shoot.
No, he wasn't.
Zach, I'm just.
He wasn't gonna win.
I'm just saying.
Zach, I want to hear what you have to say. You're the shortest guy on the podcast. Okay.
Okay. And you know, as the shortest man on the podcast, I mean, Tory, we're in two different height classes though. I'm medium short.
Right. Yeah. He's
5'2". I don't know what it's like being 5'2".
Right.
But I will say this. As the short man in the pod, I even said this on the radio. I said, listen, I understood what happened. He's 5'2", she's 5'10". He didn't want to take that L.
He did.
But you have to. You have to take the L. Because you don't hit a woman or you don't shoot her. You know,
wait a minute. That's not one. That's not two. That's one. You don't shoot a woman, especially if she's a pop star.
No. And I'll tell you another thing. It was supposed to be a hot girl summer, not a shot girl summer. Why?
Did you just try to get that off?
He did. He held on to that all week.
Sorry, everybody that's listening to the podcast.
Don't leave, y'all. Please don't click away.
Don't click away, man.
Yes, I've been wanting to say shot girl summer all week. Okay, now that I got that off my brain, I can think. Oh, yeah, another short joke. He shot her in the foot.
That's what I'm saying.
Where was he aiming? He's short. You know.
All right. Kiki, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is Meg Thee Stallion, do you view her different as a bigger woman? Do you view her different from messing with a brother that's obviously way out of her weight class and height class? What was that all about?
No, because I told you them fun-sized dudes like to ride these type of rides. I told y'all that a couple episodes ago. Now, so it's not a surprise to me that they've been riding around, hanging around, he chasing up behind her. But like I said, if I'm Tory Lanez, the headline is not going to be that I got my ass whooped by Megan Thee Stallion. So he just...
You have to!
No, but this one, I'm just trying to explain his side. He probably tried to politely shoot her in her foot, okay? So he can explain that as an accident.
Kiki.
I know. This is
Daddy.
Kiki.
I'm the smallest man on the pod. The way you handle this is you go after your class. You know what I'm saying? You don't jump out there just shooting your shot at the 5'10 girl. No, you don't. You see if the 5'10 maybe girl has a 5'5 friend. You know, mm-hmm. She may not be as cute as the 5'10 girl, but that's your lane. That's your lane. And you know what? You don't try to win her over with force and might. You win her over with this personality. That's what he should have used. Should have used way more personality and less force. I have never been rejected so bad that I wanted to shoot him. Never. I've never had that type of rejection.
You cannot shoot Meg Thee Stallion. That's a part of it about the whole thing. So one, my point is this. Meg nasty for messing with Tory Lanez. Me and Zach are both in a fraternity, and this would be so many jokes constantly on Tory Lanez because Tory was like, Tory, you know you're not doing nothing to that girl. She killing you every night.
Killing you.
Because we saw his weight. They showed it. 5'3 or 5'2, 120 pounds. Meg is at least 170. Mm-hmm. At least one. That's a big woman. She's bigger than me. She's a big woman. And I kept saying, like, they was dating. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Secondly, This is another thing, Kiki. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, Zach was single. He understands this. When you are a man and you are around two bad chicks, actually three. He was with Meg, her bad friend, and Kylie Jenner. Mm-hmm. That is too much premium vagina. There it is. Around you to even have a gun. You don't need a gun with that. The only gun you need is the one you was born with.
You're the
only gun to be the one you born with.
Zach,
I'm telling you, is that he, no, it's no help. He did something like most short dudes do. You gotta keep your short dude in, Zach. Tell the truth. Your short friend is like a gremlin. He comes with instructions. You got to make sure he's cool, he's having fun, because if he's not, he's going to ruin the party. You know you got an extra short fraternity brother that has ruined parties because he ain't had no action.
Yes.
No, actually, my short friends get off. You know what I'm saying? This tells you how short my line was. It was 19 of us, and I was number 6. And you know they line us up by height. So I was taller than at least 5 feet. So I say that to say, all of them do their thing because they know the rules to being short. The rules are simple. You play your lane. I would look at Meg Thee Stallion and be like, wow. And just keep it moving. I'm not going to shoot my shot. He literally shot his shot.
Period.
At Meg to the next level. He should have went over there with Kylie was a better option. She's small. You know what I'm saying? Go your way. The only way you go tall as a little man is if she like you. She got to like you first. You don't go
definitely, she got to like you first.
My God. Listen.
I saw Meg. I looked at Meg. I was like, no way. She needs a giant. In my mind, I was like, Meg, one of these football players, one of these super tall basketball players, giants need to stick with giants. I already told y'all about the big feet thing. Hey, women is my size. They got them big ass feet. I ain't really for them big ass things by my head. I don't want to see that big ass foot right here.
So, what you say happen when y'all watch TV?
Yeah, you got two people with a size 11. You can't see over the. You can't see the TV. The cover's too high. You can't lay down and watch TV. You got to sit up. You can't lay down and watch TV.
Something is wrong with both of y'all. And ladies, if you are watching this and you are a stallion, stay away from these two. However, no. Tory Lanez has the personality, the money. He thought he can handle it. And for Utah, when you say he don't need a gun, when you the short dude and you got all the premium vagina around you, you absolutely need a gun. Because a tall dude gonna try you to impress the girls. So he always gotta have a gun. Always.
So look at this. But this was a invite only. This is one of those, hey, come through, we chilling. Uh-huh. You going to a Jenner's house. You going to a Kardashian's house. Already know that's select company. That's you in Hollywood Hills, which that's a whole nother story, all the crazy stuff that happens in Hollywood Hills. Mm-hmm. But you in Hollywood Hills, you chilling. All I'm saying is, if I'm Tory Lanez, I'm going over there, I might start singing. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to figure it out. We're not going to shoot. And the thing is,
tell Tone ain't never been short before. You ain't never been short. Tone, I have more talent.
As a short man, you lean on what God gave you. Okay?
Exactly. You don't shoot.
Play the piano. Don't shoot her.
Listen.
Is Tory Lanez over if he finds out that he allegedly, it was true that he shot her? Because it's all alleged. We don't know if he shot her or not.
Yeah, if there's not some type of accidental explanation behind this story, he's done. He's done. Women will never, we will never look at him the same. Like, you can't recover from that, bro.
Zach, what you think?
Yeah, he's done. Yeah. He's going to be the angry, but I mean, he put short dudes back 10, 15 years. You know what I'm saying?
100%. Right. Okay, speaking of being done, Nick Cannon.
Ooh.
Nick Cannon said hate speech. So you had two sides of black folks that were scared to say, Nick, that's not cool, because they didn't want to seem not black enough. Mm-hmm. Then you had white people like, hey, see, what is he doing? Mm-hmm. Nick, we on your side. The white people on black folks' side, like, what are you doing? And then he had to apologize for his comments. Now, do you think Nick was a sellout? Kiki, what you think?
I don't think he was a sellout. I just wish that he would have looked at it all logically from the beginning. It got weird because you came out and said, I'm not apologizing. I'm not saying sorry. And then you came back and said sorry. So that made people look at you a different way. Like, are you sincere? Obviously not, because you said from jump you weren't apologizing. So that was my only thing with Nick Cannon. I feel bad for Nick Cannon. I really do, because I feel like Nick has been winning. Not musically, we know that, but he's been winning behind the scenes in his career. You know, I'm just saying, just keeping it real. He's been winning, you know, so much and has such a good relationship, he thought, with Viacom. But, you know, as we are always reminded, we don't have the power. You know what I'm saying? Like, Charlamagne made a great point this week when he was like, you know, Nick, it's sad to see him get fired for something he said. I wish that people would just get fired for killing black folk. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's crazy how we can say something wrong and immediately lose our job, but yet we're begging for the cops that killed Breonna Taylor to be, you know, fired and arrested. So, it's two sides to it, you know? And I really do feel bad for Nick, but he should have just came about it a different way. And I think, you know, it wouldn't be this way now.
Zach, what do you think? Did Nick sell out with the apology? Was he waffling back and forth? How do you feel about it?
Bro, yeah, I would apologize so quick. Hell, you talking about without question. But I tell you this, what Nick did, and the thing is, I know Nick. I don't know Nick like that, but I've hung out with Nick. You know, I interviewed him at the radio station. He was like, hey, I'm looking for something to eat. We rolled around and we went to a seafood spot, and it was right by an African bookstore. Right. So when we went in, you know, Nick was buying everything. He was buying dashikis. He bought hella books. He spent like $3,000-$4,000 just in there that quick. Just, you know, not trying to stunt, but he just wanted that. And I can tell that he takes a lot. He wants a lot of knowledge, and he reads these type of books. And I think what he was doing was regurgitating information that he read. You know what I'm saying? That was saying some stuff about people being inherently evil without melanin, which is wild. You know what I'm saying? That's a wild thing. The same. But he was just regurgitating stuff that he read. Well, I don't even know if Nick really felt that way, but he was just regurgitating stuff. And when you make mistakes like that, bro, you can't get your pride in the way. You have to apologize immediately. Yeah, he said that he wasn't going to apologize, and they took that show. And it's like, yeah, we about to take your radio show and NBC. He said, Sorry. And you know, Nick Cannon got 3-4 chicks he take care of. He got plenty of women. Mm-hmm. That he takes care of. This check wasn't just him. He's talking, thinking about his kids and everything. Boy, you better apologize. Yeah. It's nothing. When you say something wrong or off deck or something that you might have wanted to just say on a personal conversation, apologize. Ain't no such thing as no sellout for apologizing. Like, if you
should he get canceled? Should he get canceled?
No.
I hate.
Or is he allowed to make mistakes?
No, he shouldn't be canceled. No. He's done so much for so many. Think about how many stars Nick has created or helped us know about. He's done so much for the black community. If the black community turned their back on Nick this quick over one for apologizing, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, and y'all all know, sometimes when we get in front of microphones, we can feel like we the smartest person in the room. Mm-hmm. Happens. Yeah. Nick, I felt like, thought he was the smartest person in the room. I said this before, I'll say it again. I've been personally called sellout, Uncle Tom, all type of things in my comments, in my DMs. I don't care, because I believe hate versus hate never works. Right. It just doesn't work in any situation. People are like, well, America was built on violence and all of that. I'm still going to stick to what I said. Hate versus hate never works. And when you start talking about the DNA and start Caucasus Mountains and all of this weird stuff that I'm seeing other people try to regurgitate that I know got C's in biology, and you trying to tell me about DNA and biology and all of these things and this is why I know it's not making sense. I like it's stupid, because it's exactly what white folks that were racist used against black people. The reason why we weren't considered full human beings, the reason why we could be enslaved, because they said we were savages because of where we were from. We had no ability to understand even understand or even be civilized people. They still use it to this day, talking about we act like animals.
Right.
So when you say those type of things, it's just hate speech. And trust me, it was a white scientist that came up, well, this is the reason why, because they have the DNA of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. It's even to the fact that I'm going to get deep. Hope we don't get canceled.
It's even to a fact. Here we go.
No, I know. I am. Pardon.
Let me take a drink. Go ahead.
It is. But this is it. Seriously. This is the thing. So if it's almost to the fact when white folks, it was a white guy that was on the show 60 Minutes, or I think a long time ago, he tried to talk about why black folks were athletic. They were genetically inclined because of where they come from. We come from Africa, and we hunters, and that's why we fast and we can run and jump. And the more that you listen to that, and you thought, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Because even as a young man, I understood just when you would say, they would talk about how white slave owners would breed African Americans like dogs. I want a big slave. I'm taking a big woman here, big guy here. And I'm going to take the big guy and have him go around and have sex with all of these different women that are big and produce it. That's what, because if that's the sense, why are African Americans the best, we're the best athletes, better than African athletes? You've seen it. We dominate most things. I think personally, I don't have any proof of it. I don't have anything. But in my mind, I think if they were sitting there breeding super slaves, that's possibly why that may have happened. Whatever the case may be, is we still all human beings. It's still all of the things that I say that you can't say all white people are bad, and white people can't say all black people are bad. That's the dumbest thing in the world, because of your skin tone, because of where you come from.
Yeah, and I think it would be weak if he apologized, if he was standing for something, or you know what I'm saying, like it was something he was fighting for, and then they denied him, and he was like, I'm not apologizing for what I said. I said what I said. He was literally just talking on a podcast like we are right now. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's lives were in danger. Nothing was in. Dude, just say it. I mean, just apologize, because you're wrong. You know, you can't say somebody is inherently evil because of the color of their skin. And I've heard that saying. The thing is, I heard the theory before of what he was saying. I don't understand it. So guess what? I don't talk about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think with Nick Cannon too, he has too many platforms. It's like you bound to mess up somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You're wilding out. You're hosting this. You're hosting that. You got a podcast. You got a morning show. Like, you're bound to say something wrong. But in, like you said, that right. In those moments,
and that's his podcast.
In those moments when you mess up, just be man enough to apologize. But I am concerned about him. He did, you know, put up some tweets like he was going contemplating suicide and all type of things like that. So.
Losing all your checks to make you feel away, like really? Losing your check, and that's the thing. Like, you said a great point, Kiki. It is weird and it is unfortunate, but we don't have the power. We just don't.
No, we don't.
But we don't have the power, and it's many ways to show that.
Mm-hmm.
But you still, I'm not saying you curb your words, but you still, again, and we can probably list a whole bunch of reasons why that. Hate speech versus hate speech. It was just dumb. When I watched the video, I was like, oh, that's bad, bro. That's bad. Yeah. That's bad. He's taken off from his radio show. We don't know what's going to happen with Wildin' Out, because right. when he came back and said he wasn't going to apologize, he said at Viacom, which he used a Jewish kind of slur, saying they swindled me out of Wildin' Out. That was a shot. He's got the Masked Singer. I just think, and y'all, I'm sure I'm going to get called an Uncle Tom. I'm sure. But I don't care. I think, and this is just me saying, I think the more pawns we have on the board, we good. So when we start taking, when Nick has a responsibility to keep himself on the board, because he's a powerful pawn for us. Yes. It's like a Oprah.
Oh, I see what you're okay.
You saying like, what I'm saying, well, you gotta respect. You gotta be mindful of what you're saying. Yeah, you gotta be mindful We can't lose a Nick Cannon. We can't lose an Oprah. We can't lose a Tyler Perry. We can't lose Obama, Michelle Obama. We can't lose those people. They are powerful people on the board. And when you say something crazy, because like you both said, look at how many people he has given light to. Look at that Wildin' Out model. Look at how many stars he has created just off of Wildin' Out.
That's
and
true.
Think but about if the jobs he's probably given. He's probably hooked up so many people with jobs. You know, it's a big thing. It really reminded me of when Kevin Hart had them the gay slurs on Twitter that he didn't want to apologize for. But then he ended up having to apologize because, dude, it's bigger than you. Because if he go down, Heartbeat Productions, everything that he has built, you employing so many people, it's bigger than just your thoughts. And you didn't feel tried. Like, it was no, he wasn't even in a heated debate. He literally just was talking. Bro, apologize.
But again, hate speech. There's another example of it. You just can't say stuff. And I know I ain't saying I'm kumbaya on everybody.
I don't think he was giving a hate speech. I just think he was repeating hate.
Okay.
It wasn't a hate speech.
That's true. You're right. You're right. All right, let's go ahead and move on.
Hold on, y'all. One sec.
Here you go.
Zach. Oh, first no. of all, I had what?
And then he got almost cracked. What is going on? Who are you pissed?
What? We are sorry, guys. We sorry for Zach Wood. And what is he doing? Zach, you know we record the pod at a certain time, brother.
Nah, see, my wife's computer died on me, bro. I had to get the charge. But guess what didn't die? The phone did.
Oh, my goodness.
I was trying to wait for the perfect time, too. I was like, when can I do it? And it was just didn't come, you know, so.
Well, yeah, we don't have commercial breaks, Zach. What do you think? What's for that?
This is why TV has commercial breaks, because you need them. But go ahead. I'm back.
All right. We are definitely potting today, man. August is Entanglement song, man, with Rick Ross.
Hey,
Kiki, how you feeling about it? Is it August back on?
Yes, I love it. We need to play it every hour. It's a banger. Rick Ross came through. I'm like, damn, I kind of miss Ross, you know, spitting like this. Like, he came with bars and metaphors, and I was like, yes, August. So I am here for it. If I was him, I would have hit a song out the day after she said the word Entanglement. But, you know, hey, like, I'm not mad. I saw a lot of people upset with August. Like, oh, he's lame. He's clout chasing. Child bad. These are the Smiths. Okay, they will be all right. Jada will be just fine. So I am here for the song, and I love it. Love it.
I love it. Kiki, I feel you. And for, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. For all them people who talk about he clout chasing, what you mean he's definitely not clout chasing?
Period.
He's an R&B singer. What do R&B singers sing about?
Yes.
Their love life.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's just what they do. And if my love life ends up being one of the biggest affairs in the world, I'm definitely gonna make a song about it. It's no clout chasing in that. That's what R&B singers do. They make some of the best R&B albums come from people's real life confessions. Come on, facts. Like that's so. Was Usher clout chasing? No, he was just singing about his real life. You know, I love the song. I love it. He killed it.
Hey, he killed it. I think he did it. He's come with an album immediately, quick. I know, and we do that album that he did because that album doesn't have the pain of Entanglement. He got to go. Rick Ross is petty as hell.
Yeah.
He goes say he was like he was jaded by the whatever.
Yeah.
Calling it the Matrix.
He said willpower.
Yeah.
He said willpower. This dude, he smoked the best weed ever. Was like, yo,
yes.
I got one for y'all, man. Oh, it was, shout out Ross, man. Again, I don't think he clout chasing either. I think, hey, man, it's just what it is. It is what it is. And I still say, okay, he's probably coming out of suspension because of the song is so good. The song is so good. The song was trash, He's still on suspension, so for telling, because he still should have never told. All right, again.
He's an R&B singer. They do. They tell.
Hey, she can sing. Come on, Zach, bro.
They tell.
Y'all know where I stand on this.
It is no rules with R&B singers.
Nah.
He's an R&B guy. He's going to tell and sing about it. It's no rules. He don't get the same code we get. We're not R&B singers.
All of y'all would have told. I don't know why Tone acting like he wouldn't have told.
The homies. All the homies would have knew. I would have told. Come to King. I'm like, yo, I'm knocking the back out of Jada. She can't look at it. That's what hit me now. Gotta go. What?
You would have
gotta go.
When she cut you off, you would have told.
What are you talking about? I've been cut off by some pretty famous women before. I'm fine with it. Well, I hit already.
You hit that. You want to hit that level?
And guess what? I got one now.
Oh, I got one. Oh, what?
I got one. It ain't Jada. It ain't Jada. But I got one. I'm gonna get it out of him by episode 20.
We gonna know by episode 20.
Yeah, he gonna tell.
It's up here. Nope. Never gonna tell. It stays up here. It's gonna stay right here. I can replay it as many nasty times as I want to.
That's my God. He is a proud entanglement. Yes.
And guess what? The homies know. But they ain't not gonna tell. We don't play that. I'm from the 70s, baby. We don't play that. We don't play that from the 70s.
Millennial men tell everything. Millennial men gonna tell it. They gonna let it out.
We don't do that. I grew up with payphones. What are you talking about? All right. I came to pod today, didn't I?
Let me do the honors.
You pod in the daytime. You are pod
today. Tone
came to pod.
I came to pod. I've been calling y'all all week. Hey, so what time do you think we gonna be ready? I've been practicing this stuff in the shower. Okay, anyhow. Let's go ahead and get the battle of the sexes. And Kiki, you have to answer this. We want to hear from you.
It's a setup. Anytime you start it like that, it's a damn setup. What?
Is Kim wrong if she leaves Kanye?
Ooh, I'm all ears.
Oh, hell no. If I was Kim, I would have been left Kanye. Okay? Now, what Kim is smart, she waited until he got billionaire status. Okay? So now, when I leave, thank you, I'm going to take my half. So, you know, she was smart. She stuck around just in the nick of time. And then when he hit that billionaire status, Kim say, go crazy. Go run for president. So now I have all the reason to leave you because you acting a fool. So, yeah, no, Kim is not wrong at all. I would have been left, okay?
That's like Janet Jackson, Kiki. Like that nasty thing. Janet Jackson pulled that Gary Indiana hustle on that man from Dubai, whatever, bro. Whatever, how many years in 10 minutes?
Yes.
Divorced this way and got the bread.
Yes.
That's so bad.
Hey, baby, Kris Jenner raised number hustlers, baby. So, you know, Kim knew what time it was.
Nah.
Kim getting that bag and she getting up out of there. She got all her kids.
So, Kiki, you think she gonna go for real? Honestly, do you really? Yeah. If you were looking at this whole situation, she out.
Yeah, it's done. He's from what I saw.
Why?
He's exposing her. He's coming at the matriarch of the family. He coming at Kris head. It's a wrap. Kim and Kris are the mob. You know what I'm saying? They move together. So it's over with. Kim out of there. She got $1 billion. She good.
That's nasty. What you think about it, Zach? I think Kim being wrong?
I think Kiki is spewing toxic behavior right now. Kiki is spewing toxic nonsense, and Kim would be dead wrong to leave Kanye right now at this time. Let me tell you something. When you say them vows, you say in sickness or in health, and he's sick. Okay, so you're supposed to be there. That's a lifetime.
That's a married man. That's a married man.
It's a lifetime commitment. It's not just because he embarrassed you or embarrassed your mom. If that's so simple, they could have just stayed boyfriend and girlfriend. You in it, Kim. And let me tell you something about Kim, though. Kim, I'm finna call you out. Stop tiptoeing. Stop being so Kanye when it helps your when it helps your account and your pockets. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Kanye bought me 8 stocks in Disney. Thank you, Kanye. He bought me.
I hate Disney. Your Kim. I have your Kim voice.
It's on point. You know it's on point, though.
I hate your Kim voice.
It's right on point because that's what she said. She's like, he bought all this stock. You love to sing his praises when he does right, but then when he spews off and does what he's doing now you ain't answering the phone. That's not how you do that. That's not how you do that. You go up there and you grab him and you talk crazy to him. You know, he needs, you know, people say he needs a black woman. I'm not saying he just needs a black woman. I'm not even going to put it just on that. He needs an aggressive woman. See, he needs the same type of aggression that Meg Thee Stallion had towards Tory Lanez. That's the type of aggression that Kim has to come with. All that nice talking, Kanye gonna talk all over that. He gonna destroy all that. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a, you know what I'm saying? She needs somebody to clap. You know what I'm saying? She needs somebody to, oh, you crazy, huh? And start breaking stuff with him. That's what Kanye needs.
No.
Are we gonna be crazy?
No.
I just hope she doesn't leave him. That's all jokes aside. I feel like if she hasn't left already, because when you start saying stuff about an abortion and you spilling the beans here, it's kind of like you're like, yo, you done left me already, so I'm going to start saying what I want to say, and it's like, whatever. That's what I feel like. It's happened already. I hope she doesn't leave, because I feel like if he loses Kim, it'll be one of two things. It'll be a worse spiral, or we're going to get the best album ever.
You just said Kim was toxic and she trying to kill him and she changed him and he needed to get out. Yeah, now you don't want her to leave.
I know. I said she.
You didn't think y'all know what y'all want. Y'all don't know what y'all want.
Yeah, we do.
No. First, it's because.
Tone, you are being very contradictory.
Please.
Right now.
I'm not being contradictory.
Yes, you did.
I'm saying it's. I made a point. I said that the Kardashians. Uh-huh. Have a track record, and we can roll it out. We can roll it out. When you go in, you come out not so great.
So you want him only to stay in there?
Because he might as well.
Oh my god!
No. But my thing is no. Kanye. Kanye,
you can't lose. You can't lose Kim Kardashian. Want to know why? You want to know why you can't lose Kim Kardashian? Why? I'll tell another reason, and this is just facts. Mm-hmm. Reggie Bush left Kim Kardashian. What did he marry? A woman that looks damn near like Kim Kardashian. Tiger was dating Kylie Jenner. He dated 3 girls back to back that all look like Kylie Jenner.
You want him to stay in the sunken place? Is that what
if you lose Kim Kardashian as a wife, it's almost. Ooh, I don't want to say this because they're going to kill me. I don't care.
Don't get the cry, Kim.
It's almost like when Jay-Z said it's like losing Halle Berry. It's like losing the baddest chick in the world. Everybody's going to make fun of you. It's going to be jokes. It's bad. It's like if Jay-Z lost Beyonce.
Well, that's true. But if Jay-Z was wilding out, making Beyonce look crazy, I think it's better for both parties if he leaves, because now you're going to become the villain who destroyed Kim Kardashian's perfect life. I mean, Kim has been in there since this man came in. He took all the colors out of wardrobe. He made a dress beige and black for the last 2 years. Okay. He got the kids. The kids can't have no toys, no TV. No. These people are miserable. Free Kim Kardashian. Let her out.
I see the cover.
I'm sick of this.
I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. I'm going back and forth. People gonna kill me.
Yes, because you just switched up. Y'all rewind this.
I can't hate y'all no more. Y'all dead wrong.
How?
Both of you.
How?
Both of you.
Come on, Mary.
I'm about to walk off the pod.
You about to walk off the pod. You already walked off the pod. You just about to charge your damn computer. What are you talking about? This episode 12, man. Get to hate mail, man. We got hate mail this week, right?
Yeah, we got hate mail, and it comes from me hating on y'all. Both
what?
because y'all are dead wrong. Y'all act like Kanye didn't give her, like, yes, she has become this thing, but Kanye gave her everything that she was. She was just a little Instagram. Now I'm going to say it. She was just a little Instagram video hoe before Kanye West. Yes, she was.
Are you serious?
Nope. I'm not going to
I can't do that.
Oh, she wasn't?
Y'all don't take on Christian a name.
One question. No. One question. Can I ask one question? Can I ask one question? I didn't say she didn't have money. I didn't say she didn't have money.
Said.
I said she got respect. She got respect.
Are you talking like me?
Let me ask y'all something. When Kanye first married Kim Kardashian, everybody trashed him. They said, Kanye, what are you doing? Why would you go down? You're going low.
No.
What's going on?
Not true.
Yes, they did. He was dating Amber Rose first.
Kim was an upgrade.
And they used to be on the same level.
I'm not gonna
Amber Rose. Kim used to be on the same level. Amber Rose?
Yes, back in the day.
He wilded. Get your boy.
He said it up there by himself. He out there by himself on that one.
Not told him that's the fucking place.
I'm leaving you alone like Tory Lanez with that one, bro.
What did Kim have before she married Kanye?
What I tell you,
short dudes come with rules, man. You ain't exactly drink too much. You probably like a gremlin. You gotta like, did you eat before you drink? How much did you eat? You gotta always, every short dude comes with rules like a gremlin. Can't drink.
Y'all trying.
Kim in her career. Kim had a booming reality show. Kim had brands. Kim was working all over things with Vogue. Kim, you know, if anything, they were a great combination to come together. A good power move for each other.
She was known, but regardless of that, she was only still known for the Ray J stuff before Kanye. Yes, she was doing stuff in the industry, and yes, she had a reality TV show. But what I'm trying to say is Kanye gave her stability. She gave her like the point where you could trust her and be like, turned her into, she wouldn't have been no billionaire without having West behind her name. That's why she changed it so quick. She couldn't wait to be Kardashian West.
Okay.
That took her, you just compared her, I'm gonna prove it. You just compared her to Beyonce, Kiki.
No,
she would never be compared to Beyonce.
I said, I'm not comparing her to Beyonce.
No,
I'm
not,
saying it's like losing a Beyonce.
You said it's like losing Beyonce. That
for
was
Kanye. For Kanye. Made.
You wouldn't even be talking about them in the same sentence. And y'all know that.
Oh my God.
Okay. Can we get the hate mail? Because you tweaking, bro. You need to charge yourself up. You need to charge yourself up.
I know I'm right.
Zach, charge your battery low.
I'm not going to let you do that to Kim. Kim, girl, get your battery low.
Read the hate mail. Read the hate mail.
Before you get started.
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Zach and Kiki called it. August released a song called Entanglements, just like y'all said he should. I mean, it came out 3 days after the podcast. Was he listening? Or are y'all just that good? And why didn't y'all just give out the lottery numbers for Saturday night too? Just saying.
That was nice.
That was good. That was good, man.
But if I know
y'all didn't call it,
I ain't giving them out. If I know the lottery numbers, I'm not giving them out.
I promise.
Thank you.
I promise you, I'm not telling. And you're gonna be like, Zach, where are you for the pod? And it's just gonna be no answer.
If you get rich, you leave it in the pot.
You're right.
Okay, there we go.
If I hit the lottery, I'm gonna tell y'all, hey, I might say some reckless stuff on the pot. You're just gonna be saying all types of stuff. I'm just gonna say anything because I don't care about the consequences.
All right.
Hate mail some more. This is for Tone. We only got two today. Tone talked about the lady's prime being somewhere between 28 and 45. After that, the vagina is not getting any better. After a week to reflect on it, are you ready to walk it back or do you stand by that statement? I'm listening.
Y'all already know I'm going to hold fast. I'm not apologizing. I'm not giving you hate speech like Nick Cannon crazy ass. This is real. Everything has its peak. I'm not saying the vagina is unusable. I'm not saying you can't use it anymore. It's not even good anymore. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying if you think at 45 years old, you having the best sex better than when you was having it when you was in your late 20s and early 30s, are you telling me that when you go, if you was to pop into a room and you at your you in your late 30s and your four early 40s, are you really competing with out of the competing with the young women and the young men in there? I'm not trying to compete with a young man unless he plays sports or he's an entertainer. I make more money than most young dudes, so that's how I got to go. I gotta be hospitable. I gotta be hospitable. I know exactly what Zach said. I know how to play my lane. I'm an old man. I'm an older man. I know what to do. I'm gonna make you laugh. I'm gonna be hospitable. I'm like, what you need? We drinking? You drinking? What y'all eat? Y'all like, what y'all like? Harold's all, oh, we get a fucking good.
You see, that's why he don't like all vagina, because you can't give old girls no Harold's. We don't, black
girls no Harold's. I'm talking about if we was going to the barbecue, I had the barbecue.
My man said Harold's.
No, but if we was going, if we, no, now.
That's why he don't like old vagina, y'all.
No.
He out here, wait a minute girl, now. He out here giving girls shots of Hennessy and Harold. He don't want to deal with nothing over 40.
That's the first day. you gotta do two shots of Hennessy and you gotta have a 3-piece white with salt pepper. No, I'm just saying.
See?
No, I do have no problems with old vagina because that could get turned into some R. Kelly stuff. Kiki, careful with that.
No.
Right, I have no problem. What I'm saying is this. I was speaking in the terms. I don't know why my mind just keeps going to the Tory Lanez because I put myself in that thing and I'm like, yo, even if nobody likes you, if you were Tory Lanez in that situation, let's say, when I'm Tony Capone, I get invited to a dinner. Meg Thee Stallion, her best friend party. Say nobody likes me. Maybe it's like, yo, Tone just cool to hang around. But guess what? I'm going to be so cool with them that they're going to keep hanging around with me, and I'm going to keep getting these pictures. I'm going to keep being in the club with them, and guess what that's going to do? All the other pretty vaginas is going to want to come my way. They're going to be like, if they like him, he got to be cool. Bang, I'm in the game. I'm just trying to help you out. Sorry, again, I know I gave you a long explanation for the hate mail. I'ma tell you this. If you think that when you're after 40 some vagina and you think it's still hot and you can just go ahead and you be, yeah, I'm giving you this. No, you can't just get nobody no old vagina and think you can't come with like cooking dinner, being nice, some love language. You can't just, when you're in your 20s and you bad, yeah, you could just slam a dude and give him some sex with good vagina. He's like, yes, I'm so happy to have it. I'm so happy to have it.
Stop.
You get older, you better learn how to cook. You better learn how to have a conversation. You better learn how to speak a love language, words of affirmation. Acts of service. You better, what are you talking about?
Acts of service. Get him. Get him.
Love language.
This fool is saying acts of service. I'm done.
He's so stupid.
Acts of service.
You gonna be in your 40s and be living off some. Living off. I just gave you some. You some air fryer. That's like me. Just, I'm grown. I'm gonna knock you down, Kiki. We gonna have sex. I'm like, well, I gave you some
hair.
She gonna be like, what? What? You better come with some dinner. Come with some, you know what I mean? Like, come on. All right, man, I'm done. Sorry, y'all.
Ladies.
I feel like podding. I couldn't wait. I'm sorry, everybody.
This is probably our last one, y'all, because
yeah, we got to say,
the man said acts of service. I'm done.
That is a love language. Wait, hold on, man. Forget this.
No, this is what we need interns.
That's all we need. That's why we need, hold on. That's
but
why
your
extra
service song is giving them some Hennessy and Harold's.
No. That's nice, though. Some women like it. I told you, that's the thing. Women from the hood appreciate certain things. Y'all know women from the hood appreciate stuff. Like you come on. Harold, that says love. Hennessy says love. Okay. that getting our nails done said love. Most women, if they from the hood, still live around things that still keep them connected to the hood. Most of them live 5 minutes outside of the nail shop, close to some place that they cook fried food at. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm from the hood. I still live close to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Okay. Tom.
Huh?
Get out.
What I do? Get out of it. All right, I'm done. I'm done.
You dig it home.
I'm done.
Back away slowly.
Back away slowly. You just said that. Hood women don't want nothing but Hennessy and Harold's.
So just so everybody knows, I'm joking. Before they started sending me anything, it was a bit. I really don't believe that. I'm really just having fun trying to make somebody laugh. That's it. And here it is. Words of affirmation, quality time, giving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say something. Young
if
girl.
You got old vagina, you should have all five in your memory bank. Facts. Take that. Now, I meant that.
I have no words.
Oh, man.
Ladies.
Once again, the words of Tone Capone do not represent the words of the What More Can I Say podcast, of Kiki, Zach Book, or their affiliates.
Yes.
I personally support older, more seasoned vagina.
Yes. There you go, Zach.
Thank you. I stand with it because to me, what you saying, Tone, all that is part of the experience. You know what I'm saying? You right. They gonna have all that stuff.
Touch yourself when you say experience.
The experience, man. You gotta understand. You know, you go over one of them cougar house. She watches some Judge Mathis and her flip.
Final words. Let's get out of here, man. Kiki, final words. Talk to me.
Y'all, hopefully we have episode 13, you know, discussing with these two. That's really it. That's all I got to say.
All right, Zach Book, episode 12, final words. What's up?
Hey, thank y'all for supporting the pod. We really appreciate it, man. Episode 12 is up right now. Can't wait for episode 13 if we make it.
We are 100% going to make it. And I don't want anybody, it's a bit, guys. Everybody, we're having fun, want to make people laugh, you know, lighten your mood. But we do appreciate everybody for sure supporting the pod. Thank you for the first people, first time you ever watched it. Hopefully, it's not the last time you watch. Definitely share it. The podcast is growing, the community is growing. It's on me because we should have. So it's kind of my fault, but I'm gonna fix that. We're gonna make sure that happens real soon. And with that being said, that'll do it for episode 12. Hey, watch how I end this, y'all. What more can I say?